Tensions in the Middle East have escalated as Israel continued its military operations in Gaza and Yemeni Ansar Allah movement intensifies attacks in response. Despite international calls for a ceasefire, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has threatened to resume military actions, while humanitarian aid to Gaza remained blocked during Ramadan. Ansarullah's leader, Abdul Malik al-Houthi, had issued an ultimatum for Israel to allow aid into Gaza. When the deadline passed without action, Brigadier General Yahya Sari announced restrictions on Israeli-linked ships in key maritime zones, including the Red Sea, Arabian Sea, and Bab el-Mandab Strait. The movement then targeted Israeli-affiliated vessels, prompting U.S. retaliatory airstrikes on Yemen, which resulted in civilian casualties. In response, Ansarullah launched ballistic missile attacks on U.S. naval forces in the Red Sea, escalating regional tensions further. Following a period of ceasefire negotiations, Israel unexpectedly resumed airstrikes on Gaza, killing dozens of civilians. Analysts suggest this move aims to pressure Palestinian resistance factions into accepting unfavorable terms. However, rather than weakening the resistance, the renewed violence has bolstered regional opposition to Israel's actions. Ansarullah has increased its military engagement, launching a hypersonic missile, Palestine 2, at a key Israeli military base. Reports indicate the missile successfully struck its target, raising alarm among Israeli settlers as attacks penetrate deeper into occupied territories. Meanwhile, Israel's Iron Dome air defense system has struggled to counter large-scale missile barrage from both Gaza and Ansarullah, exposing vulnerabilities in its defensive infrastructure. Experts warn that prolonged attacks may accelerate immigration from occupied territories due to growing security concerns. Beyond military engagements, Ansarullah's maritime attacks have severely impacted Israel's economy. The blockade of shipping routes has forced global shipping companies to reroute vessels around Africa's Cape of Good Hope, increasing transportation costs. Israel, which relies heavily on maritime trade, has experienced delays in imports and industrial materials, contributing to inflation and economic instability. The situation mirrors last year's disruptions, which had already worsened Israel's financial challenges, slowed economic growth, and led to a decline in financial ratings. The increasing security threats have also disrupted daily life in occupied lands, forcing the suspension of national sports leagues and military graduation ceremonies. International pressure on Israel is growing. Some Arab nations, including Saudi Arabia, have warned that continued aggression against Gaza could derail normalization talks with Tel Aviv. European nations and international organizations have called for an immediate ceasefire, though the unwavering support of the US complicated the escalation efforts. Several potential scenarios could unfold. If Israel and the US persist in their military operations, resistance groups such as Hezbollah and Ansarullah may escalate their attacks, further exposing Israel's vulnerabilities. Alternatively, international mediation from Egypt, Qatar, and Turkey could push for a ceasefire, though this would require significant concessions from all parties. Another possibility is a worsening economic crisis that could destabilize Netanyahu's government, increasing domestic pressure on Israeli leadership and potentially leading to a political turmoil. As the situation develops, US military operations in Yemen have intensified, with Yemen retaliating by targeting American warships in the Red Sea. The region stands at a critical crossroads, and without a shift in policy from Israel and its allies, the risk of a broader regional conflict remains high.